This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That's a noon kick. Do you think Ohio State fans should be upset about all these noon kicks?
So did you see there was a piece that was floating about that somebody did about Ohio State having all of these noon kicks and how there are fans out there who aren't exactly thrilled with that idea?
It's just weird because Fox, you know, it seems like last week I'm torn because should you be upset that they're on a noon kick if they're Fox's big game, right? Big noon kickoff. Or should you be upset that they're, you know, like last week they were what, on Big Ten Network?
Well, the problem that I have with the big noon side of things, there's something about having these games at different times. Like, I thought it was a crime that the Penn State game was a noon kick. That should have been Happy Valley, the 8 o'clock ABC game, or the
well, there's no ABC game anymore, but you're right. Right? No.
Oh, yeah, there is. Oh, yeah, there's still Herbie and Fowler.
Big Ten's not there anymore. It's an NBC game.
Or maybe not that one. Yeah. Or the NBC game with Noah Eagle and Todd. I think it's Todd.
Peacock, but they also have two games. Like, they run side by side games, so they also run the NBC game, and then CBS is the late afternoon game, and Fox is the more is
right.
The
and
game.
That should have been like that game should have been the whiteout in Happy Valley at night with that place going nuts. And I feel like we're losing some of that pageantry that comes with college football. And it's in the little stuff like that as we chase the money. And I get why they're chasing the money, because let's face it, we all would chase the money.
Puts teams like Indiana on the map.
Exactly.
But
this game would be, man, if this was at night at the Shoe, could you imagine? I'm a 2 versus 5. That's awesome. That's what you want at night at the Shoe, everybody going absolutely nuts.
But the tradition is still to play day football for college football. The longtime tradition is to play day football, Saturday afternoon football for college football.
Right.
Right.
And I get that. And those traditions have shifted a little bit as we've gotten more and more of these night games that have figured out external illumination.
You know, it's weird. Why I wonder why college football games on Saturday night feel successful, but NFL games on a Saturday night would. I can't see it. Like, it just doesn't.
Well, those always pull a decent number.
Yeah, but it just doesn't feel the same. I don't. Maybe now it would, if you know, especially once you get out of the college football window after Thanksgiving.
Right. Yeah, because you don't want. I think part of the thing, and I mean, we're going to get it this year more than any other year. You're going to find out how powerful the NFL is coming in about a month when they start doing the college football playoff
against the NFL.
Saturdays, yeah. Against the NFL. I mean, yeah. The fear had always been the Alabama side of it. Of okay, so you know, Alabama, are you watching the Tide or are you watching the Cowboys? You know, Ohio, are you watching the Browns or are you watching Ohio State? And especially if those two end up going up against each other.
You would think that college football would be smart enough to try to not have them go head-to-head.
Right, that you'd try to mess with it, but we know
how. Because the NFL's not budging for anybody.
Oh, gosh, no. They've proven that. Proven that with the fact that they're playing on Christmas. They're playing Wednesdays on Christmas, which was always, that was the NBA's day. Not anymore. We're coming for the dough. I mean, that's proof in itself. The NFL doesn't care. They've stopped caring. They're done with pleasantries. They're just going to come get their money. So. But, like, as much as, okay, the new deal with the big noon kickoff and that stuff, and I am a Gus Johnson fan. I know a lot of people don't like Gus, but
I like Gus. I just think he's bored with Ohio State right now. That's
exactly.
All.
He's had so many of these Ohio State games over so long, like, or over this season. This one's going to be a good one. I think we'll get really good Gus this week. But, like, there's something about those night games on top of it, and just a big game at night that just makes college football so cool. You know, you get the bands cranking and all that stuff, and you know, you see these guys going nuts, and it's just, you miss something. But the other side of that, and maybe it's the trade-off, is Indiana, where they announced, hey man, we're taking this money that we're getting from this Big Ten deal, and we're going to turn around and invest it in the team. And they went and got the coach from James Madison, then tried a bunch of players to come to James Madison, went and got a quarterback who was at Ohio University. It was basically this team of cast-offs. And he brought them all together, and they're cruising, and they're cooking, and they've gelled, and they have pieced something together and figured something out. And my main thing with this is I will forever prop this Indiana team up as the reason why the transfer portal is awesome and the reason why we should never get rid of this thing. It's awesome.
It drives Jeff nuts, and I don't know why it does. Here's what I like about the portal. It creates opportunity. And when I say that is like, okay, maybe there are some high school athletes that go unnoticed. And by the way, high school athletes, you're almost at the bottom of the pecking order now for college football coaches, right? Because the first thing a college football coach has to do is recruit his own guys to make sure that they don't go into the transfer portal. Then the next place that college coaches are going is into the college portal, is going into the transfer portal. Because they want to make sure that, you know, they can go out and get quality players who already have experience over those kids that are coming out of high school. And so then high school kids, I just think it's going to get tougher and tougher. And I think the end result is non-Power 4 or 5, whatever you want to look at it, conferences aren't going to be looking at high school kids very much anymore.
They still will.
It's just not, I mean, yes, there's Jeremiah Smiths out there every once in a while. But I think
and quarterbacks, I think too.
But I also think that this will help the Mid-American conferences. This helps Division II, Division III, and the sub college football sub. I want to say culture. That's not right. Subdivision.
Group of five teams.
How could I forget a Rush song? Can you believe I just did that? I forgot subdivision.
We forget all sorts of stuff
in the high school.
But the group of five teams, like it's going to all help all the group of five and all that stuff. This is why the portal is awesome. I will continue to hammer this until the end, because now you are in a spot where an Indiana team can be a really good college football team. And are they going to win against Ohio State? Probably not. But boy, they're going to give them a fight, and it's going to be one of the better games that you're going to see. Ohio State's got more talent. Ohio State has figured out how to gel a little bit of this stuff. But the fact that Indiana is here and we're having this conversation is huge. Huge. The fact that the best quarterback or young quarterback in the country went to Nebraska is huge.
Well, we're talking about BYU, right?
I'm still a Dylan Raiola believer.
Getting a bye.
Yeah.
You know, that's been like the, you know, you're looking at Boise, you're looking at BYU.
Running back in the country is running for Boise. Like, that's awesome.
Smurf turf. What can you do?
That's what this whole thing is it is the transfer portal and name, image, and likeness has done what you and I said it was going to do from the beginning.
Jeff didn't want to hear it.
Which was it took all the talent and it spread it out.
Do you remember Jeff didn't want to hear it? He was like,
he thought it was going to turn into,
well, how is someone going to get
the majority of people?
Well, he was like, well, how is someone going to get money from you know, the local grocery store? I mean, well, how many people are going to get that? Two or three? It's also turned out to be good for other sports,
mm-hmm.
You know, and there's money in NIL for other sports other than football, which is, I think, exciting too. And we've seen the growth of the women's game, which was another thing that I talked about at the beginning.
Yeah.
I was like, this is going to be good for women's athletics.
I mean, we're having conversations about Juju Watkins and USC basketball, women's basketball this year, and how she's going to go nuts and how Paige Beckers is starting to get a little more Diana Taurasi to her by Giori Emma's thoughts. Like, we're having some good conversations about this stuff.
All right, let's talk more about this. And you know what? It's a Browns Therapy Friday. It's a Victory Friday. You still feeling good about the Steelers win last night, the win over the Steelers last night? Let's talk about it when we come back. 216-474-0092. Baskin and Phelps, without the Phelps, with the Menigan.